This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball time, turn on the fan. JD's coming on, he's a baseball man. I gotta get the scoop before I drive home from the kid from Queens calling Arlington home. Car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino, it's Thad Levine. He rolls down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that kick-ass trade.
Right, it's time for our weekly visit with the general manager of the Texas Rangers, John Daniels, brought to you by BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Joining us now, it is JD. How you doing, JD?
Hey, guys. I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, doing great, man. Appreciate you taking the time to jump on. We got plenty to get into, so let's dive right in. First of all, let's talk about Shin-Soo Choo going to the All-Star game. What a special moment for you guys. What were your thoughts on Choo making the All-Star game?
Oh, man, I was thrilled for him and the whole organization, his whole community. The way that the rosters looked, I was thinking that just the way it worked out, I thought that they were probably going to select a pitcher from us. You know, I thought Keone would get it, and I was hoping that if that was the case, that Choo maybe could get onto the final man vote and get a chance to get in that way. But obviously, they worked it out differently, and Choo made it, and he's, you know, extremely deserving. I mean, he's been our most consistent player, our best hitter, been an outstanding example for the young guys. He's played left field, which is not his natural spot, you know, for the good of the club. Just a consistent at bat every single time up, and absolutely thrilled for him at this point in his career to get there for the first time.
And heck, who knows? You know, there's always guys that pull out. Maybe Kella's still in the mix for that at a later date. But I want to know about the trade that you guys pulled off yesterday. I mean, obviously, trading season is here. Give us the details and what kind of went into the thinking about what you guys did yesterday with the Giants.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that there's just so few opportunities to add young talent. You're captain the draft, you're captain internationally, and it's more and more challenging to acquire young players via trade. You know, teams are a little more hesitant, reluctant to include quality young prospects. And as we're looking to build our farm system up again, we're focused on the pitching side, and just it's so important to have numbers and have quality and quantity that we looked at Jason Barr as a guy that already at a year out of the draft, already at high A, having success, has kind of a really deceptive fastball, 6'5", good delivery, good arm. We think there's more in there, and we viewed him as a guy that we could put right into our stable of young starters and develop them. And a year from now he could be sitting there at double A, not too far off. And so, in conversations with San Francisco, they were looking to accomplish a couple of things. They had some young guys of their own at AAA that they needed to clear some spots for to bring up. And they also had a financial motivation to move some money and kind of help them with the competitive balance tax, the luxury tax. So it worked out where effectively we were able to help them financially. And in exchange, they sent us a young player that we would not have had access to otherwise. And we also got a relief pitcher and Corey Guerin that, we think can help us, especially while Martin, Bush, and Barnett are a little dinged up. And Austin Jackson, a veteran outfielder, can play all three that we're still working through what our options are there.
So I'll never defend an owner's money. I always want the owners to spend like crazy. Probably unfairly so, even to that end. But this is a pretty cool thing. This is ownership being willing to step up and basically buy a prospect by taking on money. Not all owners are willing to do that, are they?
No, I think that's exactly what a great takeaway from it is. And Ray was way on board. I mean, I think Ray really embraces direction and our goals and trying to add young talent. And he wants to preserve our young talent. It's has green-lighted us doing some different things on the development side that cost money to develop this group. And so when we approached him with this concept, he was very much on board. You know, you could look at it another way. You could say, hey, you know, we're going to end up taking on net of probably about $3.5 to $4 million. And you know, if you signed a relief pitcher in the off season for say $6 or $7 million and moved him at the deadline, would you get, you know, a young starting pitching prospect like Jason Barr and move that much money? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure that you would. So, and that's something you'd have to wait all year for. We viewed this as you can kind of accelerate the process, get a guy that's, you know, already at high A, 23 years old, and ownership was willing to support us in that.
We are talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, this is one trade. We know a lot of things are going on. How would you characterize the way talks have been here recently versus other years around this time? Obviously, last year you guys pulled off a massive deadline deal with you, Darvish. Does it seem to be, just reading the market, a similar kind of feel to what's happening this year, or are there different dynamics going on?
I think it's similar. You know, there are the interesting thing is you've probably got, 15, 16 clubs in playoff contention. You know, maybe six or so of them are in the American League and a lot more in the National League. And so some teams are looking to improve themselves to get into the tournament, and some teams are looking to you know, win the tournament, a little more assured of getting in, you know, a little more assured of a playoff spot, and then they're kind of fine-tuning things. You know, some clubs need a starter, some clubs need a position player. You know, one thing that just about every club that's in contention looks for this time of year is relief pitching. And so it'll be interesting to see. I mean, there's nothing else close for us, but we are, you know, having conversations with clubs, guys that are calling on our big league players, but also, you know, we've also had some calls that we're initiating. You know, there are controllable players out there that, you know, that's part of this time of year as well.
You know, one of the quotes I read from you about this trade, getting Jason Barr, is that you said something to the effect, I'll paraphrase, that, hey, this is a guy that you might not even be able to get a year from now. And so that seems to be a huge part of the equation. Can you go out and identify guys that you feel like may be undervalued now as opposed to where they'll be in a year, and go and figure out a way to come get those guys? But when you start calling about those names, don't teams say, wait a second, you're trying to get this guy? Wait a second, maybe he's better than we think. Do you run into that as well?
Yeah, for sure. There are some clubs that operate more that way, that, you know, they like to use the deadline or trade season as kind of a crowdsourcing, you know, type timeline, you know, meaning that they're really a lot of information gathering, and you know, they may be kind of interested to hear who clubs like and how that affects their value. But the reality is, like, most clubs know who they like, how they value them, and you know, they may there may be a little bit of gamesmanship, but for the most part, you know, teams make their own evaluations, and you're not gonna trick anybody.
Talking to John Daniels here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, kind of a weird little injury with Gallo missing a game or two there with hurting his eye. Did him and Delino run into each other during what exactly happened there, John?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but Banny said he was kind of walking around the outfield talking to the guys at the time, and basically just shagging fly balls. And I don't think that Joey and Delino either saw or heard each other, and Delino's glove reaching for the ball hit Joey in the face, and I kind of banged up his eye a little bit. So he one of those things where, you know, you get poked in the eye, and it was more than just a little poke in the eye, but you get popped in the eye and it bothers you and maybe a little blurred vision for a while. So he was scratching the lineup that day, but next day, you know, saw the eye doctor, everything was back to normal, he was good to go.
Okay, so it brings up the second part of the question is to this day Josh Hamilton having something called, was it auricular keratitis? I don't even remember the name of it. Is that still the weirdest injury of all time?
There are weirder ones. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
I mean, wasn't that injury just basically an energy drink eyeball? Like, I don't even remember the details.
I still don't really know, like, what the true diagnosis and all that was. But, yeah, apparently there was some level of, like, the stimulant and the energy drinks and affected his, you know, vision, especially in daytime. I don't remember all the details of it. It was kind of one of those like shoulder shrugs and kind of move on.
Speaking of one of my favorite ball players of all time, you guys brought him up, so I have to ask, what do you ever talk to Josh Hamilton? Can you tell us what, you know, duck blind he's in right now, or is he shooting some elk, or where is Josh Hamilton?
I spoke to him last in May. He was doing well, you know, spending a lot of time with his girls. And he's got a ranch here in Texas that, back home in Texas, that was kind of spending a lot of time on. And he seems to be doing well, though. I haven't spoken to him since May.
All right. Well, I got to squeeze one more in here. I saw that Leody Tavares was going to play in the Futures game. You know, I was looking at his numbers, and, you know, he's not off the charts numbers, but obviously everybody sure. knows what a huge prospect he is. Were you surprised he's in this game, or based on this performance, or does everybody just know this kid is a beast?
Yeah, so I think that Baseball America group, or maybe some of the folks, I'm not sure if it's Baseball America or some of the folks that used to be there that work for MLB now, but, you know, it's kind of a, it's not just straight performance, it's kind of prospect value or prospect status that factors in, that they, you know, they want to make it a showcase for the best young players in the game. And that's one. I think the other piece is, you're right, he has not been great offensively. He's been okay, but just kind of okay for the level. Has not been anything special offensively so far this year. He's been really, really special defensively, and I think they probably recognize that. I mean, he's a clear plus impact level defensive center fielder. He's only 19 years old. Like, the bat will follow, and he's going to hit. So I think it was a recognition on their part that, hey, this is a really young kid that they know can hit, switch hitter, already an elite defensive center fielder with a plus arm. And I think they just wanted to have somebody of that, you know, caliber in the game.
Thank you for the time, John. We will catch you next week, my man.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
There he goes, John Daniels. We do it every Monday right here on the Ben and Skin Show.
Have a good day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.